USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
General Motors factories are silent this morning. Production coming to a halt hours ago when the United Auto Workers Union went on strike. The union VP Terry Dittes says,
here at the table and in the plants across the country clearly understand the hardship that it may cause. But UAW members have never faltered in the fight for what is right.
The union points to General Motors' $8 billion profit last year as it tries to get workers to make concessions like cuts in their health care benefits. Crude oil prices jumping 10% after a weekend attack on Saudi Arabia's biggest oil refinery. Analysts say it will mean higher prices at the pump pretty soon. The national average price as the week begins is $2.57 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The biggest moment in last Thursday's debate for candidate Democrat Robert Beto O'Rourke was when he said he would take people's AR-15s and AK-47s. Yesterday, he spoke in Plano, Texas, and he doubled down on that comment at the debate.
If we agree that those have been used as instruments of terror against our fellow human beings, against our kids who are hunted in their classrooms and chased down in the hallways of their schools, we are going to buy back every single one of those weapons and ensure they are never used against us.
The company behind the opioid painkiller OxyContin is, as reports claimed it was going to, filing for bankruptcy today. Purdue Pharma is looking for protection as it faces thousands of lawsuits over accusations of fueling the opioid crisis. The bankruptcy part of a recent tentative settlement that's worth billions of dollars. Cars founder Rick Ocasek has died. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Charlottesville, Virginia cannot remove a Confederate statue at the center of a white supremacist rally that turned deadly 2 years ago. A Charlottesville Circuit Court judge ruling that a state law bars that city from removing the statue of Robert E. Lee from a city park. The judge ruled the statue was covered by a Virginia law that protects all war memorials. Neo-Nazis and white supremacists did descend on that city in August of 2017 to rally against efforts to remove it. A woman was killed and over a dozen people injured when a man drove his car into a group of the counter-demonstrators. Humberto is now a hurricane. The storm is a Category 1, maximum sustained wind 75 miles an hour, and about 785 miles west of Bermuda in the Atlantic. And it's likely to continue strengthening over the next day, but it's moving out to sea away from the U.S. mainland, not posing any threats to land, and perhaps now not even to Bermuda. NASA says a newly discovered comet originated outside of our solar system. The agency is saying that the comet discovered on August 30th is probably an interstellar visitor, only the second time such an object has been observed. And today is National Guacamole Day, and the price of the main ingredient, avocados, has come down from just over $2 in early July to $1.16 today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.